The term family farms or family farming has been used in some areas in the world and not in other areas. There has been a definition which was internationally agreed last year during the International Family Farming. That was a definition in the master plan of the International Family Farming that says more or less that family farming, which includes not just agricultural activities, but also fishery, forestry, livestock activities, and so on, is any kind of farm which is owned or managed by a family and that rely predominantly on family labor. There is an international definition, but of course, family is very complex and very diversified across the world.
Why did FAO decide to create this platform?
During the International Family Farming last year, there was a need to share knowledge and share information, for instance, legal frameworks by the countries in support of policies for family farms, policies themselves, events on what's happening at the field level to discuss or support family farms, academic and scientific publication. All this material is, I would say, pretty much already available in the web, but it's not unified. So this is what we're trying to do, to provide a single access point to share information on family farming in order to facilitate both policy dialogue, but also, and especially, I would say, public decisions, public policies. We know that there is a need, especially by policymakers, to be informed on what the other countries are doing in respect of family farmers. So the platform will be mostly a means to try to meet this challenge.
Maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit. How will the new platform help those working in sectors concerned with smallholders or small farmers, family farmers?
Take, for example, a government that wants to promote a rural credit program for family farmers, okay? And the minister in charge of this program will ask his consultant to gather together information on how other countries are doing this, are doing credit for family farmers. Then these consultants will use the platform, will enter the family farming section of the platform and will collect national laws and programs and legal frameworks on credit for family farmers that have been implemented in all the countries of the world. This example may be repeated with other kind of information and publication on everything.
How are you getting your content?
With partnerships. First, within FAO, each department is contributed to the platform by putting the platform content that are managed by them, but also with the partnership outside FAO. Research centers, family farmers organizations, cooperatives, associations, journals.
Are you working with governments?
Yes, definitely. The governments are very important partners for this initiative to be successful. A good portion of the content will be provided by the governments. There is a section of the platform which is about countries. In this section, you may access information related to one specific country provided both by FAO, our partners, and also the governments.
How do you see this platform evolving?
Well, in this moment, the platform, as I said before, is basically an information platform. There will be most probably a second phase in which we will also use the platform to host policy dialogue on family farming through different hubs of the different sectors of family farming. For instance, there is already in FAO a pastoralist hub. There is an Indigenous Peoples webpage. We've been working with colleagues in FAO in different departments related each of them to the different sectors of family farmers, pastoralists, Indigenous people, smallholders, artisanal fisher folk, mountain farmers. We try to represent the entire and diversified universe of family farmers across the world.